And yet the word that has been put out, and David Spunt reported this, is that they're saying at the Justice Department that it's not January 6th related. Do you not believe that?
I don't believe that. And I don't think, Martha, that this can be separated from, you know, the warrants, the search warrants that were done on the two attorneys who are tied to this, John Eastman and the Justice Department attorney Jeffrey Clark, who, you know, they were searched at the end of June. Last week, we heard that they issued grand jury subpoenas, the Justice Department did, to two of the lawyers from the White House counsel's office. So, you know, unless they think we're all crazy, these things are related to each other. And when they say that this is not about January 6th, I think what they're formalistically saying is the warrant they got was about classified information. It's not about January 6th. Yeah. But once they get in and they're authorized to search, then they can, you know, basically grab whatever they think is relevant evidence. And if it's useful to the January 6th investigation, mm-hmm. that's what they'll use it for.
Scandalous, Janet. It's absolutely scandalous. Did you see how many pairs of shoes Melania had in her closet?
It was that. A very strange FBI agent.
Oh, he's from the I'm from the fashion squad.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my word. It's so crazy. All of it's just crazy.
Well, now, I learned yesterday.
Yes.
Listening to Tom Sullivan.
Okay.
That people will, or maybe it wasn't Tom Sullivan's show. It was another show. I listened to a couple shows yesterday afternoon. That they've been known to hide things in spouses' closets in weird places.
Who they?
Criminals.
Criminals. Oh.
And we know that he's not called the Don for nothing. Don Trump, the Don.
Okay.
The criminal. Former president.
I think it was just an excuse to go through her, you know, unmentionables. That's all I think it is.
I think if that's true, then I think that's weird. That's just weird.
It's a little weird. Although, I guess if you're looking for things, you know, you don't leave any pantsuit unturned. what is that? No stone unturned?
Yes.
I don't know. Anyway. Well. All right. We'll try to ease you in a little bit more to your morning. Here's your thought of the day. The best friend is he that when he wishes a person good, wishes it for that person's own sake.
Hmm. Wow.
Rather than what's in it for me.
Sure.
Which is what a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's our text number, 434-248-0704.
On this day in 1984, yeah. Ironic the year, since there's so many 1984 scenarios right. going on right now with language and changing up definitions. Ronald Reagan, in a voice test, jokes that he signed legislation to outlaw this country forever. Then he said, we begin bombing in 5 minutes. What country was he talking about? And
wow.
Janet, you and I talked about this yesterday. Actually, in the days to follow, a lot was made of this by foreign governments, including the one that he mentions.
Well, I mean, could you imagine, well, especially now?
Oh, my goodness.
The propaganda that would be...
Oh, yes.
Because you can have a sense of humor. That right. can't be why you're saying anything.
There'd be a YouTube video of things happening within
doubt.
Moments, I think, now. Just because our world is changing. The distribution of information has changed so much since then.
Right. Well, we want to know what country you think he mentioned as he was joking around
mm-hmm.
on that. It is Presidential Joke Day. We'll have to do some of those
later
on.
If you have a good joke, you can call us later, 866-916-3776.
So is it jokes about the president, or is it jokes that the president told? I don't know.
I'll take either one if they're good and clean.
That's right. Let's take a look at on this day in history. In 1965, the Watts riots
yeah.
begin in Southeast Los Angeles and last for 6 days. Clearly, we learn nothing from that. Mm.
The unrest soon erupted into pockets of rioting throughout the 20-block area of Watts. The next day, a community meeting was held, urging calm. But the meeting failed, and the outrage and violence intensified.
The man who was president during that time, Lyndon B. Johnson, if you want to tell any of his jokes, I'm sorry, you'll have to find Howard Stern's phone number because he was known to be nasty. But anyway, he presided as president during some very turbulent times in our country, including that.
Yeah, it's interesting when you learn about the private lives. Everybody kind of puts everything out there now, so it's kind of hard to hide that side of you now.
Sure, sure.
But back in the day, it was easier. I had no idea how filthy Alfred Hitchcock could be.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like he would do limericks and things like that that were very inappropriate.
How about that?
Around starlets and things.
Johnson
like that
would talk to you while he was taking a poop. I mean, there's cassette tapes.
Too early. Real
tapes of him just talking to different media and congressmen.
There's a vision for you.
Yeah,
we're moving on.
Yeah, we are.
1972. This was the number one song. It was an interesting song.
It had a kind of a snappy beat.
It did, but it was kind of depressing.
A depressing message. Gilbert, I can't say his name. Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yep.
Number one.
I did not understand.
Yeah.
I was so young when this song was out that I didn't understand that it was a sad song.
The brevity of the
even though I was singing it
along,
I had no idea. No clue.
Yeah.
In 1980, the number one song was Olivia Newton-John's "Magic."
Now here's something we groove to
for 4 weeks. Have to believe we are
magic. Nothing can stand. I can see my windshield wipers going back and forth.
That's right.
And beat. Have to believe we are magic. Don't let your head ever stray. And then Eddie Rabbit wrote that song about the windshield wiper zipping out of tempo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was her second incarnation, I guess, or third.
Yeah.
At that point.
Yeah.
In 1984, Carl Lewis duplicates Jesse Owens' 1936 feat, winning his fourth Olympic gold medal as part of the U.S. 4x100-meter relay team.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good
World
stuff.
Record.
Yeah. Flying, man. This next guy flies, too, because we're heading right into birthdays.
Okay.
69 years old today. The incredible Mr. Hulk Hogan.
I meant every word I said, Macho Man. I've never lied to you. I've never lied to Elizabeth. And I've never lied to any of my Hulkamaniacs. When I say I love my Hulkamaniacs, I mean that too.
I mean, I really love it. I love them so much.
Gosh, you got to be careful. I want to have a coronary here on the show.
Have you had caffeine?
A little bit.
I knew it. actress Viola Davis having a birthday today. She turns 57. What a genteel, lovely lady she is.
She is.
For 18 years?
Well, I've been standing with you. I gave 18 years of my life to stand in the same spot as you. Don't you think I ever wanted other things? Don't you think I had dreams and hopes? What about my life? What about me?
Passionate there.
Whew. She's so good.
She pulls it off.
For sure.
Mm.
Actor Chris Hemsworth is having a birthday, turning 39 years old.
Hammer time.
I don't think you've been completely honest with me.
Know this, son of Cole. You and I, we fight for the same cause, the protection of this world. From this day forward, you can count me as your ally. If you return the items you have taken from Jane.
Stolen.
Borrowed.
Borrowed. Give me back my big square hammer.
Right. Bassist Jim Cale of the Guess Who's having a birthday today. He's turning 79.
Wow.
American woman, get away from me.
Great bass lines.
Yeah, no doubt.
Really good.
Just a really good sound. This guy, too, good sound.
Mm-hmm.
73 today. Eric Carmen. And yes, I said something positive about 80s music. Yeah.
I loved him.
Yeah.
And then we have actor, podcaster Joe Rogan, who was also on Fear Factor and News Radio. He's 54.
54. Bringing in the big bucks for things like this. Talking to Sanjay Gupta on CNN, their medical correspondent.
They're lying at your network about people taking human drugs versus drugs from veterinary.
Calling it a horse dewormer is not a flattering thing. I get it's that.
They're unfavorably framing it as veterinary medicine. Don't you think that a lie like that is dangerous on a news network when you know that they know they're lying?
Listen,
do you think that's a problem, that your news network lies? Why did they do that?
I don't know.
That went on for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
He got the anal exam instead. The doctor did.
Well, but I mean, it is a horse dewormer.
No. Yeah. But they said Joe Rogan was taking a horse dewormer. When in reality, he was getting prescribed ivermectin from his doctor when he got COVID. But they said, Joe Rogan's taking horse dewormer from the local Tractor Supply.
Because I remember us being on the air going, guys, do not.
Because
people were like, oh, I can get my hands on that. No, you got to make sure it's the right one.
Yeah, because the drug is slightly degraded when it's for animals versus humanoids.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Also, a horse weighs like a bajillion pounds.
Right. Yeah, the drug to weight ratio is
not going to be right.
Unless you're like one of those people that can't get through your own bedroom door.
That's going to be a problem. And then finally, we have actor Nigel Harmon, Downton Abbey, is 49 years old.
What can I do for you, Mrs. Hughes?
Nothing. You can do nothing for me because I know who you are and I know what you've done. Mm. And while you're here, if you value your life, I should stop playing the Joker and keep to the shadows.
I'm afraid we were a bit drunk that night, Anna and I. So you're right. We were both to blame.
No, Mr. Green. You were to blame, and only you.
Mm. She's so great.
Wow. I'm getting chills.
I had a lady from church.
Uh-huh.
She's so sweet. She's just like, I just love that Downton Abbey.
I love it.
And it was all I could do not to. I didn't laugh, sure. but I wanted to. Downton Abbey, it's so great. All right, we've got our Mind Jam trivia this morning.
We do.
Having fun with that.
We are. Speaking of, she said Joker in that little bit right there. On this day in 1984, during a radio voice test, Ronald Reagan joked that he had signed legislation to outlaw this country forever. Then he said, we begin bombing in 5 minutes. What country was he talking about?
Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you what country he was talking about coming up here in just a little bit. We also had a text from Gizmo saying, political joke, we have to send Tim Kaine money. My friend said he was the poorest senator ever.
Aww.
Wow. That's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. Mm-hmm. 6:18 here on The Morning Jam, and we also have some life hacks coming at you today. It is Thursday.
Hungry for some truth with a side of common sense? Then you found the right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam.
Anybody here see the noise, see the fear and commotion? I think we missed it.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker.
The president was joking his way through an audio check on August 11th.
That I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
By August 14th, the story became world news, a major item on Moscow television where the joke was not treated as a laughing matter. August 15th, a coded message left Soviet military headquarters in Vladivostok. It said, in part, we now embark on military action against the U.S. forces.
You're the cutest thing that
they can't take a joke, apparently.
Apparently not. Yeah, they didn't. It is National Presidential Joke Day.
Yeah.
Though. And yes, it was Russia that he was. And that was, Russia was always on his lips.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that was truly Cold War time. You know, I know it was getting ready to be wound down a little bit because of Gorbachev coming along and him and Reagan striking up some good conversations. But the old trust but verify came out of all that stuff. Reykjavik. They were in Reykjavik. And, you know, here's the thing. They built up Ronald Reagan to be, number one, a cowboy that was going to come in and start nuclear war, which he didn't.
Right.
Strength, but, you know, peace through strength was his line. But the thing was, when he had that private meeting, it was just their interpreters and the two presidents, they said, is the feeble old man going to be able to, you know, keep up with Gorbachev, the vigor, you know, Soviet leader that was so popular in the world? And even Margaret Thatcher said, I believe we can work with this man. And they made Reagan look out to be feeble, but look what happened.
He so wasn't.
Just a few years later, the wall comes down
in
Germany.
And they
took that out of his speech three times, and he put it back in.
Right.
They said, you can't say that. That's just too volatile. You'll cause a world war.
Uh-huh.
No, he caused the wall to go down, you bunch of dingbats.
Right, and now look at, you know, we're going to talk about feeble. We had this joke sent in for Presidential Joke Day.
Oh, okay.
How many senior presidential aides does it take to change a light bulb? None. It's their job to keep the president in the dark.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yep.
That is definitely, I thought you were going to go like a different direction.
No.
Like how many aides does it take to change the president's
light bulb?
No,
stop. Okay. You've got to stop today.
I mean, I think
we're
he probably has these problems.
Half an hour in and you've like made three inappropriate comments.
I didn't even get
Give
that one out.
Give me your coffee cup. We got several things to talk about today. I'm not sure if I'm going to let Mark weigh in or not. Hey, great news, guys.
What?
White House says zero inflation.
No.
In July.
I just want to say a number. Zero. Today, we received news that our economy had 0% inflation in the month of July.
It's President Joke Day.
0%.
He was a day early.
What an idiot.
And the media fell right in.
Nobody.
Inflation drops to zero in July due to falling gas prices. Inflation drops to zero. Democrats might just be able to be like, you know what? It has been bad for a while with inflation, but we're on the right track now.
They're delirious. I swear they're delirious.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.